If we live like rock stars, the music will come.
101.1 WJRR Cocoa Beach, Orlando. The Rock Station. Guess you could say we're kind of like the monster trucks of new rock. 101.1 WJRR.
Roger, we have liftoff. This is
WJRR. WJRR.com.
Waiting for
101.1 WJRR. It's the Rock Station with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And by the way, it's Dickerman Tommy, the last resort here in studio today with LT. Possibly the last day. Have you got an update from Crash, how he's feeling?
You know what? He is feeling good, and he even has the weekend to recover, but he has to get a doctor's note from his doctor to say he's okay to come back to work, and he can't get in touch with him.
You're telling me we're definitely going to be here Monday. Is that what you're saying? How do you have to get a doctor's note to come back to work? What is he, 12?
No, it's just one of those things with the human resources department and the doctor and stuff.
Dr. Tom, can you just write him a note?
I'm not his primary care physician, and my specialty isn't hair plugs, which is what he's getting. And I'm thinking the headphones might rub the plugs bra, so he might not want to. He might want to wait, take another week off. So LT, you can stare at this mountain of man meat over here.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. Well, we hope for Crash to return on Monday. That is not a definite, especially with this whole doctor's note thing. If he was smart, actually, he'd stay out another month because I think they're fixing to do the firing spree around here. So if you're out on medical leave, they can't fire you. Let's all get injured. What do you say? After the show, we just jump out the window and we'll blame it on work, and then they can't fire us.
Fine.
All right. Now, that's a thought. Well, on the show today, we've got worldwide news. I think the time is going to change a little bit because we're putting together a long set of commercial-free music in the 5 o'clock hour.
Which I am fine with, by the way.
So we'll probably change up the time on worldwide news a little, plus Juice from the Wood we'll have. Shot Doctor's going to swing by for some sports, and we'll let you know what's up for the weekend because there's some things happening this weekend that you can go and take part in.
Yes.
Okay. All that stuff coming up on the program today, so stick around.
By the way, Dickerman.
Yes?
Shove it.
Oh, that's right. Shove it Friday.
You owe me a beer.
Injured for the people.
Saturday, January 24th, JRR presents the Monster Jam as 12 monster trucks and full contact demo cross take over the Citrus Bowl. Keep it on JRR to win tickets or stop by the Budweiser display at Winn-Dixie, Beef O'Brady's, or Cowboys for your shot at a trip to the World Championships in Vegas. More info at WJRR.com, keyword truck.
All right, trademarks of the respective owners.
It's 101.1 WJRR, the Rock Station. I almost forgot. LT just walked out, but there was the big game last night. I know she had a party at her house. She was rooting for one of the teams. We'll talk about it here in a minute. Right now, it's Metallica and One.
WJRR.
Marilyn Manson and Sweet Dreams on 101.1 WJRR. The new one from Guns N' Roses here. This is Better. Incubus, that is nice to know you on the Rock Station 101.1 WJRR. Dickerman Tommy, the last resort, in for Crash, joined in studio as always by LT.
Yep, the big Gator fan. I got my Gator sweatshirt on. I got my Gator shirt on.
That big game was last night, right?
Yes, and the Gators pulled it off. Yes, they are the national champions.
Did they win like 106-2 like Shot Doctor said they were going
to? No, it was 24-14. It was a very tight game, but all went well with the party. I only had to kick one person out, and that was good.
Right. I heard your party was a rager from people we don't even work with.
Yeah, exactly. And Matt Daniels was over. A-Bomb from downstairs was over.
Josh Sauce Boss was there. Matt Daniels actually said you had a bunch of hot friends.
Wait. You have hot friends?
Of course I do.
Chicks?
Yes, chicks.
Are they single?
Most of them, yeah.
Why are you holding out then?
Dude, you could have come over.
You didn't invite me. Yeah, you said you didn't want me to know where you live.
You actually made a point to make sure Tommy didn't get the e-vite for that.
Well, you guys hate football.
Well, that's true.
I like hot chicks, though.
But here's something that just happened to Mike the Mouth. He sent out an email because they have, like, this thing at his work where you can, like, tell people if you have a couch for sale or how to get a good dentist in town or something.
Okay.
So somebody asked if they were going to rebroadcast the game. And so Mike jokingly wrote, yeah, they're going to have it on this, Sun Sports and Fox and da 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 da. And he said, I suggest that the coaches from Miami and FSU tune in to get some pointers. And he got an email from the VP of communications saying that that was uncalled for and ridiculous. And they got dozens of hate mails. So he might be in some deep doo-doo.
Oh, great. You can't, you know what?
Can't take that seriously.
No, but you can't play with the company email. Mike's got to know by now. He worked here for a while. He's got to, you can't play with the company email. They get mad.
But it's like the after hour. Whatever. Take a joke.
No, nobody takes jokes well anymore. Nothing's funny anymore. That's the thing.
When you're number one, you're allowed to talk smack. That's the rule.
Right. He's not part of the team, though.
There you go, Gator.
He's just a fan.
Whatever.
You do realize that, right?
Whatever.
Yeah, all you Gator fans do realize you guys don't actually. There's people. The biggest Gator fan in this building, I won't mention his name, didn't even go to freaking Florida. I hate Gators fans. Nothing against you,
hey,
guys. Well, all right.
Push the button.
Okay, I don't hate Gators fans, all of you, but some of them.
I just like your hot friends that I haven't met.
Well, maybe you'll have to come over for Super Bowl.
Awesome.